worship you, O Lord Jesus. God, we praise you, O Lord God, our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciate so much Pastor Jason's lesson. The beginning of the service, it was spot on. And I feel now I've got a word from the Lord for you. I feel that so strongly. Seems like that from the moment that Pastor Jason was elected, something changed over me. Part of the day-to-day pressure of overseeing the church has kind of dissipated a little bit. But it's like God has given me a vision, something clear that I've never seen before. And I believe that God is calling in this day. I believe that this is happening right now across our nation and around the world. I believe that will lead into a great awakening of the presence of God. We've called for God to move. We've asked God to move. And all over our nation, prayer is going up and going forth. Do you think prayer actually changes things? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Join with me closely as I bring to you the word that God has given to me. 1 Samuel chapter 3, a very familiar story of the call of God. Samuel 3 and verse number 1, and the child ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Notice this verse, one of the saddest verses that you could see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran into Eli and he said, "Here I am, because you called me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed yet unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and he went to Eli, and he said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go and lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." I want to preach today God's call. God's call. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Please. There's going to come a point in this service to respond to God. Let's respond to the Lord with everything that we have. There are places in the Word of God that just grab your attention. They give special insight and explain certain things, but leave you with the feeling that there's more than you have discovered. This is one of those scriptures to me. There's always something captivating about the call of God. It's just the nature of the Spirit when God calls. Something begins to quicken within us. The Word tells us that just before the light was about to go out in the temple of God where the ark of God was, that God called Samuel. It is presumed that he was speaking of the lighted candle that lit the temple and also the holy place. But also it's believed that it mentions the prophet Eli in the declining years of his life had gone blind. And his sons, the Bible says, walked not in his ways. So when he died, when he would pass on in a few short years, a little short time, that contact with God would be extinguished in Israel. There's a couple of other details we need to take note of here. The climate for a move of God seemed really fragile. There's no vision there, the scripture says. No open vision. No real manifestation of God's Spirit there. No divine utterance that could be heard. No voice of God beginning to speak. Paul writes to Timothy on this wise: in the last days, perilous times shall come. And then he lists one after another after another. But here we are in the year 2020. Who would have thought we would see unprecedented things like we see today on the greatest knowledge in all of the world that has ever been, but on the verge of a pandemic, multi-billion dollars worth of sports events canceled or put on hold in a moment's time, the stock market going crazy up and down, people in a panic. What should we do? How should we respond? Don't be afraid. Let me say that again. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. In the time of trouble and uncertainty, people have a tendency to become crazed. You can see it. You can see it as they almost run over you to get the last roll of toilet paper. I mean, what's that going to do when the food runs out? Just saying. Have you forgotten what the Word of God says? Pastor Jason said it early this morning to the staff. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. This is the time that God calls to His people. This is the time to seek God and listen to the voice. For the voice of God. The story of Samuel lets us know it looks like the sun is setting. Just before the light went out, God called to Samuel. You see, God is calling to the church of the living God. God is calling to you as an individual today. Things are not always as they seem. It's not the end of days as we know it. God is calling to you personally. Instead of being caught up in fear, let's respond to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're aware of it. Yeah, I guess you are. If you've read the Word of God through, you're aware of it. But in Joel chapter 3, verse number 14, explicitly, there's a kind of an obscure scripture found that says something like this: multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Bam, just like that. What in the world does that mean? What is Joel trying to say? Oh, we know Joel very well. In fact, the Apostle Peter began to preach about what Joel said. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. But here, an obscure scripture. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. In my King James preaching Bible, I like to refer it as. Over in the margin, it just simply says this: threshing. valley of decision, in the valley of threshing. If you would care to and begin to look up some other translations, you will find that it says this scary word, in the valley of judgment. Ooh, judgment. Man, that's a very, very scary word. No, it's really not. The Bible says the Lord loves judgment. Does He not? He loves judgment. And yet we are fearful of judgment. But here's the answer. Jesus Christ has made a way for us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Jesus Christ has died upon the cross to give us redemption of sin, to give us cleansing. So when we begin to understand that judgment, I think one scripture even says judgment begins in the house of God. Amen. You know what? Judgment is not a scary word. Because we call for judgment when we repent of our sins. When we kneel and ask God for forgiveness, we call for judgment. We say, God, here it is. I'm calling for judgment. When we forgive others, we call for judgment. God, here it is. I'm calling for judgment. What is that judgment? It's redemption. It's forgiveness. One of my heroes, G.T. Haywood, said it like this. Today, no condemnation abides to turn away my soul from His salvation. He's in my heart to stay. When gloom and sadness whisper, you've sinned, no use to pray. I look away to Jesus, and He tells me to stay. Where? In that place of judgment, in that place of redemption, in that place of forgiveness, because I see a stream. Come help me, Brother Jeff. I see a stream of blood. I see a crimson stream of blood. Oh, you cannot see it today. You're not really aware of it. You can't touch it. But when you enter into that call of God, when you allow God to call in your life, oh, hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Man, there's such a feeling right now, I feel, because there's, when you respond to the call of God, there's answers with Him. There's healing in His wings. Somebody's life is about to change for the better. You see, God is calling you. That obscure verse in Joel 3, verse number 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, in the valley of judgment, because God has made a way for us to approach Him. Oh God, I feel so strongly that God is calling this congregation. I feel so strongly God is calling to you and to me. Shall we stand? Because it's in that valley of judgment.